August 16th.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Daniel Elkins. I'm the legislative director here at the Enlisted Association of the National Guard, handle Veterans Portfolio, and I'm going to be giving you our August update covering the last couple of weeks as well as July. As we typically talk about, some of this information may be dated by the time it comes out, so if there are changes, feel free to reach out to us and let us know if anything needs to be updated. We just recently came back from the National Conference. We had an excellent time there. Where lots of really good resolutions were passed for the next coming calendar year. We will be pushing out those resolutions shortly. Look for them in a drill talking point or posted on our website if they're not already up there. A few interesting things of note to get into today are some things that the National Office has been hard at work trying to accomplish in the realm of suicide prevention within the reserve component, and then some interesting projects that the VEEP team have been up to with degree pathways. So one of the things that we're excited to let everyone know about is that we finally have a signed MOA with the VA. What that means for our association is we are the first VSO to have an official MOA MOU with the Department of Veterans Affairs on suicide prevention for the reserve component in the National Guard. And we're currently in talks with the Undersecretary of the Veteran Health Administration, Dr. Stone, and look forward to hopefully doing a joint press release soon on this exciting new adventure we're doing with the VA to better combat suicide within the reserve component. And we've talked about this before on the podcast and on some of the video blogs that we've done, but one of the major issues we're facing today with suicide of service members and veterans is there's 20 service members on average that are committing suicide each day, and around 25% of them, around 5, are from the reserve component. Interestingly enough, of those 5, around 3 have never been federally activated on Title 10 orders and therefore do not have veteran status and are unable to receive mental health care benefits from the VA. As many of you in the Guard know that you often will get placed on state orders or a national disaster that might not be Title 10 OCONUS operations, and things can happen. And additionally, life happens, and oftentimes we may not be able to go on a mobilization, but after the mobilization occurs, maybe something happened during that mob, and people struggle with survivor's remorse or thinking that they should have made a different decision. And we want to fight to make sure that every member of the reserve component has the ability to access the healthcare benefits that they deserve. And one of the mantras and slogans that we're rolling out with this is every day in uniform counts, regardless of what status you're in. If you're IDT, ADT, if you're on ADOS, we believe that you wear the uniform and you serve like everyone else, and you should get the same benefits. We're actively working with the VA on doing more social media, creating a video campaign to better highlight the issue and how necessary it is to have these members of the National Guard receive this care, and more to follow on that hopefully in the coming weeks. Additionally, the VEEP team has been hard at work working with a few different institutions of higher education to create degree pathways specifically for service members. And we're excited to announce that we've partnered with a few institutions, and we're going to be setting up new degree pathways for service members in order to help them expedite their way through higher education. Many of you know that there are lots of issues with the joint service transcript, and when you take that to a college or university, you often don't get the credit that you feel you deserve and have earned. We're working to change that. So we have some exciting projects that are coming up We will be going to evaluate how to better look at the curriculum of military training and deconstructing it to learning outcomes that then we can marry against educational objectives in college classes. And one of the reasons that's important is right now how the joint transcript is evaluated is the American Council of Education audits military training, and then they make a recommendation for the amount of credit they think that block of instruction is worth. However, they don't stay for the entire course, and they don't deconstruct learning objectives and outcomes within that course. For example, let's say you start off as a 68 whiskey and you're a medic, and then later on in your career you get to be a special operations medic and go through an additional 9-month POI or MOS training school. Then maybe later on in your career you become an 18 Delta, a special forces medic, and you get further advanced training in medicine and trauma management. And then you have your annual requirements for maintaining your clinical hours after that. So each of those courses has different learning objectives and outcomes that some overlap and some can stack on each other. So what we're trying to do is deconstruct the actual curriculum to stackable credentials and learning outcomes that then can be married up to the learning objectives within, let's say, a BSN program or an LN or RPN program. And we feel like that's going to significantly increase retention and the ability for students to get their degree faster, as well as really encapsulate the hard work that you've done as a service member with the training you've already done. And then lastly, we are very, very excited to start to engage the House Veterans Affairs Committee, as well as the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, on legislative issues related to veterans and making sure that there's parity for benefits, specifically the post 9/11 GI Bill. We're currently working to find a way to have all military training and everyday in uniform account for accrual of post 9/11 GI Bill eligibility as well. So that's kind of a wrap for right now. We look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to reach out to me at Daniel@ingus.org if you have any legislative concerns or you'd like to come visit the national office. And we would like to take a moment now to thank Grantham University, a platinum sponsor of the organization, and they are sponsoring us in this podcast. We look forward to working with you, and if you're looking for an institution that serves veterans well, look at Grantham. Have a great day, and until next time.